Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Hello, today is special edition number 2. Hello, Caleb and Gracie, how are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for spending time with me, and I'm very excited to get to know your college life. So as a continuation from the previous one, we want to know more about your spiritual walk, your actual walk with Christ on campus. Mm-hmm. So first question for you is this: what are some spiritual challenges you or others have experienced?
Well, I think as Jesus has called us to, I think one of the biggest challenges is evangelism to your campus. Mm-hmm. Especially at State, I think it's unique that it's such a big public university, and that's there's pros and cons. That means there's a lot of people that you can and opportunities that you can minister to, but also at the same time there's a lot of other beliefs and things that kind of go against what you're trying to do as a Christian and evangelize. But I think a challenge in evangelism as a college student is really being able to be accountable to be building yourself in the Word, but and also having the courage to share with your peers and friends. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times in college, people have already developed an idea or opinion of what their beliefs are or how their family has raised them. And sometimes people don't even care. Sometimes people don't bother with like religion when they're in college, because they're like, this is my time and this is for me to just work on myself or to do what I want to do. And I think those can sometimes be barriers to evangelism. Some are self-doubt, but some are how other people want to respond to what you're trying to do as a Christian.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think personally some struggles that I've noticed in other Christian friends on campus is that you really have to take ownership of your own faith, because you're no longer waking up on Sunday morning to your mom saying, we have to go to church or anything like that. It's you have to go explore churches. You have to have the discernment and the wisdom to choose the right church community for you. You have to make the effort to become involved on campus ministries. And a lot of the times, that sense of ownership and that independence can make you feel like you're too busy for God, because you're starting to notice the time it takes. It's not just like a one Sunday thing anymore. Like, you really have to put the time in college in order to grow spiritually and with like assignments, and especially for freshmen when you have to make friends and find community. God can very easily become just something on the back of your mind and not a priority. Mm-hmm. So prioritizing God and Jesus takes time and it takes extra effort. And yeah, I think that's the biggest challenge, because we're not used to that, you know, mm-hmm. especially when you're growing up in a Christian family, you're not used to that. So yeah, I think that's, and everything Caleb said too, mm-hmm. added to that, but that's just one thing I wanted to add.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. I mean, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, can I'd like to echo Gracie's part of really making time to put yourself in a position mm-hmm. to grow, and to grow with other people as well. Mm-hmm. I think, like, something that's more relevant to second gen Asian Americans is overcoming pride, to not just be in our comfort zones and with people that are similar to us, but to share with people that are of different ethnicities and of different backgrounds, or even maybe what if someone's studying something different, because I think Jesus doesn't call us to love just those people who love us back, but even those who don't maybe understand what we're presenting to them, or someone who doesn't necessarily agree with what we say or do. And I think especially as a Southeast Asian, there's a lot of pride that comes with your culture and your heritage, because that's what we have to hold on to. And I feel like if we're willing to let go of that, you know, God can use the humble. He opposes the proud, but he can use the humble and weak to for his will.
I wanna add something too. It's just, and I think just when you're growing up in a family, usually people attend one church, right? So they're introduced to kind of one way of looking at the Bible, whether it be like Korean American Baptist Church that's like big and huge, or I don't know. So when you go into college, it's very, very hard, I think, to find that niche of an organization. It's gonna be hard to find a Korean American Baptist organization. At best, you're going to find an Asian American campus ministry, right? And when you find new friends and find new Christian friends, or even talk to or find new Christian mentors, a lot of the time, their, I don't want to say version of Christianity, but the narratives that they grew up with can differ from yours. And when those things clash, it might become a, oh my goodness, am I actually Christian type of thing? Or because of differing opinions, even in the Christian, you know, circle, can be challenging in terms of you actually have to discern for yourself now in terms of what things you're gonna accept and believe from other Christians too. Yeah, so I think that was a newfound challenge that I experienced going into college. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for sharing about that. So despite those challenges you have experienced, or if you have you observed others were experiencing, how can second gen Asian Americans grow spiritually? Or you can share your own experience, how you grew spiritually in college campuses.
My number one answer to that would be part of a church or get plugged in. I think if we aren't actively pursuing God, especially during this time where you're, like Gracie said, not quite an adult, not quite a child, these are trying times to develop who you become. And if you aren't growing and pursuing God, you're pursuing something else. Whether it's a career, friends, money, pleasures, or other things that you do, it's you end up following or doing something. And I think if we want to grow as Christians, as we're in college, we have to be part of a community, part of a church. And I would say find, you know, not every church or community will fit you, but I think it's important to find a community that will lift you up, that exemplifies Christ to you, rather than, you know, worldly things or people that are waiting to see what you'll do, or how low will you go to be like the world. And I think something my mom always tells me is like, you're either the missionary or the mission field. And you know, if you aren't ministering to someone, then someone's probably ministering to you. And that, and like the parable of the sower, I hold close to my heart, that I've been growing and just doing discipleship with a pastor and mentor of mine. And I'm also involved in a campus ministry. We do church together, Pastor Sammy, at Point Church. But in my campus ministry, we've gone through the parable of the sower. And the question we always ask ourselves to apply into our lives is, what kind of soil will you be? If you're given the seed and you've been given the word of God, the gospel, how will you nurture and take care of that to where you produce crop? Will you produce tenfold, 30-fold, 100-fold? And I think that's something that I keep in mind is, you don't have to necessarily, you might not see growth yourself, but I think it's important that you keep the word of God in you, rooted, so that, you know, those things will take effect into your life, and that you can at least stay in the church and in the word, because faith isn't just, you know, believing when things are good. It's believing when things get tough, when things get, when you're not sure. And I think faith is one of the best things you can have in college. So.
That's great. So what your mother said, if you're not missionary, your mission field.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's like a tweetable.
Yeah, actually.
That's awesome.
Shout out to you, Mom.
Yeah, I definitely agree with everything Caleb said. Getting plugged in is so important, and getting kind of finding a community that will support you and also be real with you. It's so mm-hmm. easy to, especially I think in the beginning of your college life, when you're looking for community, to find a community that will always say, you're okay, like you're good, like everything you're doing is great, and just like super like pseudo supportive. But finding a community that'll be real with you and keep you accountable in front of God, I think that's the most important. And I think since Caleb spoke kind of like community wise, like personally, you really, I keep saying this, but you really have to put time into it. And I heard this, we had a volunteer for AIV at Duke this year, and she gave us an illustration that really helped me put things into perspective. And she said, like, if you think of a wardrobe, you know, sometimes there's a God shelf, and there's like school shelf, and there's like a social shelf or something like that. But our wardrobe as Christian, the entire wardrobe has to be God. So the wardrobe itself, like the, it's made out of wood, and that wood is God, right? Mm-hmm. And then we can have school shelf, social shelf, family shelf, whatever, but then the entire thing has to be God. And that really put things into perspective mm-hmm. for me, that even when I'm studying, even when I'm making friends, am I doing it while walking with God? And how can I prove that I'm walking with God if I'm not reading the Bible, if I'm not praying, if I'm not pursuing a personal relationship with Him? There's no way that I can pursue God separately mm-hmm. outside of those things that are already taking place in my life. And so yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. And finding mentors is also really important. And I just want to say, like, in a big, scary college campus, it may seem like there is no one else and that you're alone and it's only you, but there definitely are people that God has placed there that are willing to help you too. And because I was a freshman this year, I was poured out onto a lot. Like, for the first time in my life, I think I didn't have to be the one doing the pouring out, you know? So my mentors and the different people I've met that are really like meeting with me weekly to keep me accountable with my walk with God, and just really being there as an older brother or sister in Christ for me, like, that was such a important part of my experience in keeping my spiritual life surviving in college. Yeah, so find those people, and mm-hmm. God will use people like that for you, but He will also make you that person for somebody else. Yes. And I think that's the way that Christianity has survived on college campuses to this day. I think it's because of that mentorship and that discipleship that God has placed on these campuses. Mm. Yeah.
Great. Well, what is the biggest need for second-gen Asian-American college students?
Oh, is it okay if I add something else to that?
Sure, yeah.
I just wanted to say, I think it's important to be part of community, but also when we were talking about the Great Commission and mm-hmm. reaching out to people, it's, I think, how we can grow spiritually is not being afraid or ignoring other people's beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that can create a perspective that we don't care about other people, or mm-hmm. we don't see other people's beliefs or put them as equal. And for me, like, I've made friends with people who are Muslim, or our campus ministry has done an event where we had just a conversation and ate pizza together with Muslim students. And I think that helps us give an understanding of how other people are raised, or how they understand their own religion or God Himself. And I think making sure that we can relate and understand other people is a part of growing ourselves as people, and our people's skills, maturing as a person, and how we treat other people.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think this is, again, I think a difference that can be found from your before college life to after, because before college, you're sheltered, right? You're protected from these different worldviews, these different opinions, you're protected from them. But in college, there's no protection, you're in it. You're in the hub of disagreement, arguments, and things like that. So I think college is a great space for you to grow spiritually in that, because when you're there, and like Caleb said, you're actively listening to other people and their beliefs and their opinions, the more I think my faith too has been able to be pruned and kind of edified and further strengthened. Yeah, because college is the real world, right? And so your faith has to survive in the real world, not in a protected world, for it to be strong. Yeah. And I will also say, just a general reminder that was crucial for me to keeping my faith this year was that we're supposed to be different on campus, because it's so easy when you're first trying to make friends and first trying to, you know, get involved and feel like college is your home, it's so easy to want to be like everyone else. And it's scary to be like, I don't want to do that, or that's not really what I think, you know? And so really reminding myself that Jesus said, you're going to be hated. You're going to be disliked sometimes. You're going to, you are different because I was different, right? And so keeping that in my mind was a good way for me to stay encouraged, I think, when things weren't really going the way that I would prefer them to go. Yeah.
Wow, you went to Urbana.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
I did too.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that's great. That's great. So the last question I wanted to ask was the biggest need among second generation Asian Americans.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that?
So I was trying to think of something to. I was thinking about this question, and I'm gonna kind of relate this to what I'm studying right now, which is like human resources stuff, and I think part of like us understanding what we need or what we have is making it known to that person and to both parties. So I think like people who can, I think a big need that we need as college students is a reminder of like what are we focused on, and encouragement about that, whether it's what we're pursuing in college but also our faith. I think it's important to have people around us that are helping us maintain that focus and encouraging us to walk in our faith and walk in striving for the best that we can do while in college, because it's a time of independence. But I feel like when I say that, there's so much I realize that I need, like, independence doesn't mean you have to do everything alone. Independence means you have to find ways to help yourself with, build other things around you to help you feel be grounded. And I think when we recognize what we have, that's when we can do what we need to do. And realizing the unique role that we have as second generation Asian Americans is something I think needs to be reinforced, because I feel like we can try, like I said, we can try to fit in, but we have such a unique role that God's given us, you know, with our spiritual gifts, with our role as, for me, I'm a Hmong American Christian, and that can hopefully be used to reach to Hmong people, to Christians, to other guys. And, you know, I think us understanding, having that encouragement that we can be used for something greater is important.
Great.
Yeah. And I would say, or just when I was sharing earlier, a lot of the reason why I was able to keep up my spiritual life was because of other second generation Asian American Christians at Duke. And I say that specifically because these people were able to help me tie in my cultural background and my spiritual background together in developing my identity as a second generation Korean American Christian. And I think some campuses do not have that luxury. At most, it's just like a campus fellowship, but for our second generation Asian American brothers and sisters on that campus, a part of their cultural background is not being mentioned. And culture and religion and just faith is very intertwined, in my opinion. I think a lot of one factor plays into the other. And for those who maybe do not have the space or the resources to explore like how specifically their cultural background affects their faith, it can there will be like a like their circle isn't completely filled, like their hole isn't completely filled in terms of understanding their faith. So whether that be a specific Asian American campus fellowship or even just like a workshop maybe for those who are interested in exploring, like Caleb said, we have such a unique calling as second generation Asian Americans, and if we're not being able to explore that unique calling in our Christian faith, we're not gonna know what to do with that special gift that God has given us, you know. So yeah,
that's great. Well, in the next episode, I would love to hear more about that uniqueness of second generations for the Great Commission. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for sharing about these challenges and how you can grow spiritually. Thank you so much for that. Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.